So before the break, we looked at how we could become the children of God.
在停之前呢，我们看见了我们怎么成为神的孩子。
He's given us the authority, the right to be called children of God.
因为他给了我们权柄，称为神的孩子。
And simply by believing in His name.
那仅仅是借着我们的信来信靠他的名。
Now verse 13, we read there are three ways that you cannot become a children of God.
那13节讲了三种方式呢，我们没有办法成为他的孩子。
He says, reading verses 12 and 13 again together, because they fit together.
12, 13节是连起来的，我们一起再看一下。
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor of the will of man, and I've changed that, as you'll know, as you'll find out, but born of God.
十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So that we have three reasons.
我们有三个
three ways you cannot become a child.
三个方式不能成为神的孩子。
The first is we read there that children born not of natural descent.
那第一呢？是不是从血气生的，对。
What does it mean by natural descent? It's very simply, we are, it's put in, I believe it's in the King James Bible, it says not of blood, literally blood, not the same bloodline. We're not born naturally again.Into the kingdom of God.
对我们，这个用的是 NIV 的英语版本啊，那个 KJV 的英语版本呢，就是跟中文的翻译是一样的，直接用的是血气，所以它这个 NIV 用的是 natural， 是个自然哈。
So if your parents are Christians, they're born again believers, and they're gone their way to heaven, that doesn't make you a child of God.
对。比如说一个简单的例子，比方说你的父母是基督徒，他们都是信靠耶稣基督得救，然后他们去世了，他们去天堂了，但这个不等于你就是基督徒。
See, we're all born into the world, but we need to be in order to get to become and sorry, we're all born into the world and we're children of our parents.
我们都是在世界从这世界里生的，所以我们。从父母那边生下来以后，我们也是属世界的。
But in order to become one of God's children, we need to be born again from above.
那我们要成为神的儿女呢？我们要先从圣灵，从上面的天上的圣灵来自己在里面重生，不是因为父母生我。
So it's just having Christian families growing up in a Christian home, does not.Make you a Christian.
所以生在基督徒家庭，在基督徒家庭长大，这个不会让我们成为基督徒。这不是因为生在基督徒家庭是在我们是在血气里，是在肉身当中生的。
Now, later on in this book, we come to a story of a man called Nicodemus.
那后面呢，在三章的时候，我们会读到一个故事，有一个人叫尼哥底母。
Nicodemus was a Jew.
尼哥底母是个犹太人。
And he knew the Old Testament scriptures very well.
他非常熟悉旧约的圣经。
But he thought that because God had chosen Israel, that because he was an Israelite, that he had all the rights of God.
所以他知道上帝拣选了以色列人，那知道因为上帝的这个爱呢，那他们成为以色列人，他们有很多的权利。
He thought that being of natural birth, he would inherit all the rights.
所以，但是，他的理解里面呢，他认为，这个是因为肉身，他们生在以色列人就会有这些权利的。
And the Lord Jesus had to stop him and say, Nicodemus, unless you are born again, You can't even see the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣必须要停住，要拦住尼哥底母，说：“尼哥底母，你若不是从上面重生的，你是不能够进神的国。”
So even though Nicodemus was born a Jew, he did not have entrance into God's kingdom.
所以即便尼哥底母在肉身当中生在犹太人的家庭，他也不能够因为这个事实而进神的国。
Same thing with our children. Our children, just because we're believers, doesn't mean to say that our children become believers.
我们的孩子也是一样的，不能因为我们是信主的，那我们的孩子也是得救的，这个不是这个道理。
That's one of the hardest things for Christian parents to bear.
对，这是对于一个基督徒的父母来说，是个很难的去面对的一个事实啊。
So that's the first thing, natural descent.
这是第一个是从血气生的，不是从血气生的。
We're not become a child of God by any natural sense, any natural sense.
对，所以我们不是成为一个神的孩子，是通过任何的地上的属肉体的这样方式来的，完全是我们里面的信自己去到神那去。
And then it says here, the second thing is,
第二件事呢，
we become children of God not by human decision.
那不是从情欲生的。
Or literally, as we have it in some Bibles, the will of the flesh.
对，就从肉体的想法来的。
That is our natural selves by willing ourselves to become something.
这是我们自己里面的那个我想要成为什么样子这就是从情欲。
You can't make yourself a Christian.
因为我们不能使自己通过自己的努力使自己成为基督徒。
A year and a half ago, two years ago, there was, we had on Remembrance Day on November 11th, we remember the end of the wars on Remembrance Day. And, you know, you buy a poppy at that time to remember those that have fallen in the war.
在这里呢，会每年会有一个纪念日，是纪念那个二战的这个纪念日。然后每一个人在这边都会买一个那个罂粟花哈，大家都知道这个事。
And often veterans, older veterans or younger veterans of more recent wars.They will meet a celebration or commemoration, I guess it is, of Remembrance Day.
所以在那个纪念日上呢，很多的退休的老兵他们会一起聚集，然后纪念那个日子。
And they remember those who died during the wars.
也就纪念那些在战争当中死去的人。
And oftentimes there's many old veterans there and younger veterans are the same.
有很多的各种年龄的老兵，退伍的老兵。
And of course the press is there, newspapers and television people come.
当然了，媒体也会来啊，报纸啊，电视啊。
And for television, they interview some of the veterans.
那电视呢就会采访一些退伍兵。
And they interviewed this one man dressed in a uniform, and it went right across Canada. This interview.
然后有一次电视去采访一个老兵穿着制服啊，他要横穿加拿大。
And this man was in a uniform. He had some medals on his chest, and but someone recognized him and said, "He's not a soldier."
但是呢，也这个老兵呢，他穿着制服，这个胸口还有很多的勋章，但是呢，等电视放出来呢，有人认出来了，说：“哎，这人不是退伍兵，没当过兵的。”
So when he was confronted, he confessed that he was not a soldier at all.
所以当被质疑的时候，他也承认了，他是装的，他不是一个这个当过兵的人。
I guess the television, they were disappointed because he gave them a real good interview.
我想那个电视的采访的人会很失望啊，因为他们采访的时候都还挺高兴的。
So, but he wasn't a soldier.
他不是一个士兵。
He looked like one.
他看起来像。
But he'd never enlisted in the army. He never joined up properly.
但他从来没有被是那个军队招入伍过征召过。
He wanted to be, to look like a soldier.
他特别想看起来像是一个士兵啊。
In himself, in his flesh, he willed himself to look like a soldier.
所以在他的肉体里，在他的外表里呢，他让自己的看起来像一个士兵。
But he wasn't a soldier.
其实他不是。
In the same way, we can will ourselves to be a Christian.But we're not a Christian. It's not of the will of the flesh. It's not by our decision.
所以我们也一样的道理，我们可以在我们的愿望上，我让自己成为一个基督徒，但这个不是我们的这个决定，也不是我们的行为来改变的。
It's in other words, what to become a Christian, you receive what is offered. You don't.Try to make it for yourself.
所以换句话说呢，成为基督徒不是说你自己把自己做成个基督徒，而是你把主接到你心里来，你就成了一个基督徒。
We can't try to become a Christian.
我们不能够努力成为一个基督徒。
People have tried that and they fail.
很多人他努力去做，但是做不到。
You just say, Lord, I can't do anything. I take you.By faith,
我们能做的就是说，主啊，我真的是个罪人，我做不到什么，但是我相信你，我把你接进来，凭着信心，我就成为一个基督徒。
It's not of works, as we read in Ephesians chapter 2, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
对，这就像我们刚刚读到以弗所书二章九节讲的，不是靠人的行为，免得有人自夸。
So we become children of God, born not of natural descent, not by our blood, not by human decision, not by the will, our own wills. It's accepting God's offer.
所以这里不是从血气来的，不是从自然的这个生养里来的，也不是从我们的意愿里来的。
So there's one more way you can't become a Christian.
还有一个从另外一个角度。
Nor by the will of man.
也不是由于人的仁义来的。
Now notice if you have a Bible there, you notice in the English it says it's not of a husband's will.
这个 NIV 的这个英文里用的是一个 husband will 这个讲法。
But in this case it's not the husband.I don't know why they translated that. Your Chinese translation is accurate. It says、yeah. man's, right?
Yeah. 对，中文的这个翻译更准一点啊，因为这个是从中文是从这个希腊的原文翻过来的，不是英文也是，我们中文英文都是从希腊的原文里，新约都从希腊文，旧约从希伯来文翻。
That means not the will of mankind.Men or woman, it means you can cross out the word husband there and put under it man.
所以我们不要用一个这个husband 这个词，用一个
or anyone
仁义啊，任何的人，任何的人的仁义。
That's what it means.
对，这就是他原来要表达的。
Doesn't your Chinese say
yeah, that's right.
husband?
Yeah.
Or
no,
no, I mean
no.
Man?
Yeah, man, yeah. Man's will. Yeah.
So what that means is it's not somebody else's will. If by my own will I can't become a Christian, nor can somebody else will me to become a Christian.
所以这个意思呢，就像我们第二个点讲的是不能靠我自己的意愿成为一个基督徒。那第三个点讲的也不能靠别人的意愿让我成为一个基督徒。
Some places they have, you might have a priest or some type of pastor or some type of person that is official, and they can, through baptism or something, they say, now you are a Christian.
那比方说呢，一个例子，有的时候我们可能会有牧师、有神父、有一些这个神职人员，然后他过来跟你说，我来给你施洗，你现在就成为一个基督徒了，这样的一个形式。
My father, immigrated from Denmark.That's a country that has a state religion. of Lutheranism, it's called.
那我的父亲是从这个丹麦来的移民啊。那在丹麦呢，一整个国家呢，他们有一个国家的这个宗教叫做路德宗。
And in Lutheranism, they practice baby or infant baptism.
那路德宗呢，会有一个做法呢是婴儿洗啊，他会给孩子施洗。
That is when a child is born I forget now how old, somewhere a few weeks old anyway, old enough to come out. Then they are brought to the church. And the Lutheran priest then takes some water and sprinkles it on the baby, and that baby is now baptized, and it's brought into the church, and that baby is considered a Christian.
一个孩子呢，出生以后可能几个星期，那他足够年龄大到可以离开医院的时候呢，就把他抱到教会去，那那个神职人员呢会给他撒点水，说那他就受洗了，那从教会抱出来呢，那他就成为一个基督徒了。
But that's the third thing says it's not of the will of anyone else. A person cannot become a Christian by a priest.Saying now you are a Christian.
所以这就是第三点讲的，一个人不能因为别人的意愿而成为基督徒，不能因为一个神职人员一个祭司一个神父说好，现在你是基督徒了，那你就是基督徒了。对，不是，这个是做不到的。
So that those are three ways that you cannot become a Christian.
这就是三个方法啊，三个方法我们不能借着这个方法成为基督徒的方法。
You can't become a Christian by natural descent.
那不能成为从肉身的这个生养的这个血脉这里出来。
It's not your own decision.
也不是我自己想，我觉得我就是。
It's not by someone else's decision.
也不是别人觉得你是，你就是。
When we receive Christ as Savior to become a child of God, what it means is you accept God's offer of mercy.
所以当我们成为神的儿女的时候，就是一个很简单的通道，我们接受他，接受耶稣基督成为我的救主。
So he says there in verse 13, we're not born from natural descent, not born from a human decision, born again from a human decision, not born of anyone else's will, but what? Born of God. Born of God. It's a spiritual rebirth.
所以我们不是从血气、情欲、人意生的，那我们是从神生的，所以这是一个属灵的重生。又生了一遍。
Power and authority is from on high. He says there in verse 12, to those who receive him, he gave the authority to become children of God. And there in verse 13, it says they are born of God through the power of God.
从借着神的权柄，我们成为神的儿女。是因为神的能力，不是我们自己的。
Now, just one thing we might clear up is that we've been talking about the will of man and the will of the flesh of a person and other wills. What part does the will have to do with our salvation?
那这里呢，我们可能还有一个需要澄清的，就是我们讲到了不能靠着人的意思。不管是我们还是别人的意思成为基督徒，那我们这个人的自由意志，我们的这个愿望在救恩里面产生什么样的作用呢？
We use our wills all the time. We exercise our wills.
我们一直是用我们的自由意志啊，我们每一天都在用。
We choose whether we're going to have a bagel or toast for breakfast. Right?
那我们比如说早餐，我到底是用一个烤面包啊，还是一个 bagel 做早餐？
This morning you open up your closet and you chose to dress in a certain way.
早晨起来你会打开衣橱，你决定我到底穿一件什么样的衣服。
Each of us makes choices all the time. We exercise our will.
我们 每一天都是做很多的决定，这就是我们自由意志在应用的过程。
Sometimes it takes a lot of thought before we make a decision.
有的时候呢会占用我们很长的时间，先想很久，最后再做个决定啊。
Sometimes we just do it automatically.
有的时候呢，我们就是下意识的就做了。
But here God has presented us with some evidence that we must make a choice.
但是这里上帝呢，就给了我们一些证据，告诉我们我们需要做一个决定。
And if we can't become a Christian by our own wills, then whose will then is it?
那如果我们不能靠着人的决定来成为基督徒，那这是谁的决定呢？
What we find out in Scripture is that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to saving faith in His Son, the Lord Jesus.
因为我们在圣经里看见呢，上帝说过这样的话，他说他不愿意任何人沉沦，他不愿意万人沉沦，他唯愿人人都能得救啊。
That's God's will for you.
这就是神的意愿给的我们。
Now, we can't will ourselves to be saved, but we can make a choice now.
我们不能够靠着自己的意愿来得救，但是我们可以做个选择。
We can accept God's will, or we can reject God's will.
这个选择就是我能够接受神的决定，神的 will, 或者说我拒绝他。
So that's where our will comes in, is making a choice.
这就是我们的自由意志在这个救恩当中起的作用。我们得做一个决定，我是不是接受他对我的。
In other words, we can receive him or we can reject him.
或者换句话说，我可以接受他，也可以拒绝他。
We can believe or we can disbelieve.
我可以信，也可以不信。
We can trust in God or we can say that he's a liar.
我可以信靠他，把自己交给他，也可以说，哎，他这个是个说谎的。
There are no other decisions to be made.
那没有其他第三个选择可以需要做的。
It's one choice that has eternal consequences.
那有一个这样的一个决定会最终会带来永恒里的结果是不同的。
And so when the Lord Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus,perhaps you should be born again. No, he didn't say that, did he?
所以当尼哥底母来到耶稣那里的时候，耶稣没有说，尼哥底母，你可能需要重生，他不是这么说的。
Nicodemus, if you want eternal life, you must be born again.
他说呢，尼哥底母，你如果想要得着永恒的生命，你必须重生。
And so this is the choice that we have. As many as received him,And that's the choice, receive or reject.
对，这就是我们要做的选择。只要我们接受，我们就得着他的恩典。
And if you receive, it says you are become born of God. God's operation then, his promise is fulfilled The operation of God's power for salvation is fulfilled when we believe.
所以神的能力所做的这个功呢，什么时候完成了呢？当我信了以后就完成了。
God never forces himself on anyone.
因为上帝从来不会借着自己的能力强迫任何人做什么事情。
You see, the Lord Jesus is a perfect gentleman.
因为耶稣是一个完全的、非常好的、非常柔和有绅士的人。
He makes an offer and leaves it up to you.
他把这个做成一个礼物，然后让你来选择。
And he will not force himself on anyone.
他不会让他自己。强迫别人去接受什么事情。
You see, what he wants are people that love him for himself, not because they've been forced to.
因为他需要每一个人来到他面前，是因为自己的发自心里的愿意和感动来接受他，而不是被逼着、吓唬的、强迫的来接受他。
God could have created a lot of robots.
有上帝可以造很多的机器人
that did his will
按照他自己的完全按照他的意愿来行的机器人
but what he did was he gave us a free will in order that we might freely choose him once we have received the information that he gives to us
但是他给了我们完全的自由意志以至于我们自己当我们认识他的时候我们会在自由意志里选择相信他
But a free will brings responsibility, doesn't it?
但这样的自由意志也会带来责任对不对
Every choice has consequences
那每一个选择都会有结果
Now some choices, the consequences are not very important
那有些选择的结果呢没有那么严重
whether you have a yellow dress or a red dress on it doesn't have long-term consequences
你穿了一件红色的还是黄色的衣服呢没有一个特别长期的结果
but to receive God's offer of mercy that has eternal consequences
但是选择对神永恒的救恩的选择就会有永恒的结果
and so there's the will, the human will, is what stands between God's offer of eternal life and our sin.
所以人的自由意志呢，其实就在做一个终极的最重要的选择：神给你提供的永恒的生命，还是我们自己的罪。
How much will does it take to receive a gift?
多少的自由意志的力量需要去用哈？当我们面对一个礼物的需要做的选择，我们需要什么样的自由意志的力量
？You think of it. Someone hands you a gift. How much effort does your will have to do to receive that?
如果有一个人给你一个礼物，那你需要多用力的去想一想，我该要不要不要，该要或者不要。
It's just a matter of trust, isn't it?
其实这里就是一个信任的概念，就是你相不相信给礼物的这个人。
I remember sometimes trying to teach this lesson to children.
有的时候我会用这样的方式来教导主日学的孩子。
I would take out a loony in my hand.
我会拿出一个硬币来。
And I would say to them, now, this loony has got someone's name on it.
然后我说这个上面呢有人的名字。
And it says, this is whosoever's.
说这个是不管是谁。
I said, is there anybody whosoever is here?
然后我说呢这里随便是谁这里有没有谁随便是谁
And all the children are looking and looking
然后每一个孩子都看看看
And then suddenly one thinks I'm a whosoever And they stand up and they come And then they take the coin
然后有一个人觉得那你既然说是随便谁我就是随便谁之一啊他就站起来了他就把硬币拿回去了
And then all the rest think Why didn't I get that?
然后剩下的每个孩子都觉得这么容易啊？哎，怎么我怎么没去拿？我应该也去拿。
Yes, you see, the God's offer is to whosoever.
对，那神的礼物给出去的对象就是任何人都可以来拿。
Without any limitations.
那没有任何的限制。
And He wants us to freely receive it.
他希望我们完全自由地把他接进来。
And then he gives us the authority to be called his own children.
然后他就给了我们权柄，成为他的孩子。
Now we're going to look at this verse 14.
那我们来看十四节。
In the little time that we have left. And I must say that this verse is very important to me.
我必须说呢，这一节经文对我非常重要。
I think it was this verse that I became a Christian.
那或者说呢，是这节经文让我成为基督徒的。
When I was searching, and God was searching for me, and I realized I was lost, and I knew the story of Jesus because I had gone to Sunday school when I was a child.
我呢那时候年轻的时候，我一直在寻找，也想寻找真理。虽然我小的时候去过主日学，也听说过耶稣基督。
But I had left home when I was very young, 16 years of age, before I even finished school. I left home. I didn't want to go to church anymore.
但是呢，我那时候比较年轻的时候比较悖逆。我16岁的时候就没有读完书就离开家了。那时候我也没再去教会。
I'd heard enough of Christianity or what I thought I knew about Christianity.
然后呢，我觉得我已经听了足够多的关于基督的事了。我觉得我已经知道了，我已经明白了。
For many years, I wandered the world.
然后很多年呢，我就在那世上这个地上晃荡。
And looking for answers in the world.
然后呢，一直在寻找答案，寻找真理。
I tried it through education, went back and finished some school on my own, and went to university for a while.
然后呢，我也后来又回来，又读了一点书，也去读了一点大学。
I was searching and searching.
一直找啊找啊找。
And then, but there was nothing in this world that I could see, that I could believe in.
但是我一直没有找到，我不觉得有什么东西是我能够给出信心去。
And then I began to read this first chapter of the Gospel of John.
然后呢，后来我又自己又读了一遍约翰福音的这个十四节，一章十四节。
I'd exhausted all the other books that I had.I had read all different types of books.
我也读了各种各样不同的其他的书。
But when it came to this verse here, the Word became flesh.
我看见这里说道成了肉身。
In other words, a concept, an idea, actually from infinity had come into the world.
那或者这就。告诉我们的一个概念，一个想法，从永恒里来的，它现在变成世界里、时间里的一个肉身了。
And it says, and God was dwelling among us.
然后呢，却住在我们中间。
It says, and this witness John, who was a man not unlike me.
那这个见证人呢，约翰是一个人，不就跟我一样。
He was a young fisherman.
他是一个年轻的渔夫。
I was a young logger and soldier.
那我是一个年轻的伐木工和这个年轻的士兵。
And he said here, we saw his glory.
那我们看见了他的荣耀荣光。
It was the glory of the one and only.
那是父独生子的荣光。
And he came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
是充充满满的有恩典、有真理来到我们中间。
And so when I began to look at that life, that life that came from beyond eternity, and began to see that beautiful life, my thinking began to change.
所以当我看见这个生命是从永恒里来的，是从要来改变我们生命的，我的想法也改变了。
And the light began to come on in my life.
这样的光就开始进到了我的生命里。
And God just opened up, as it were, opened up my understanding, and I received the Lord Jesus as my Savior a few months later.
所以上帝也在几个月之后就让我明白了他的道理。
Now the When we look at this verse, the word there is the same. It refers to verse 1 that we looked at earlier.
所以这十四节呢，也又讲到了回到了第一节的那个内容里。
Up until this time, the word of God was still distant.People could hear about the word of God, but they couldn't see the word of God.
直到现在呢，神的道啊，一直还是相对比较远的。人们能听见，但是人们看不见。
In the Old Testament, God appeared to Abraham, to Moses, and to others. In what form, though?
那旧约的时候，上帝跟亚伯拉罕、跟摩西、跟这些人其他人显现的时候，他是以什么样的形态呢？
He appeared in angelic form or in the form of a man.
他是以一个天使的这个形态来显现。
But he never appeared in the flesh.
他从来没有以一个肉身的形态来显现。
An angel is the angel that came to Abraham visited only for a short time.
那天使来到亚伯拉罕身边的时候，都是很短的一个拜访。
And that was God Himself.
这就是神自己。
But here it says the Word became flesh.
这里说呢，道成了肉身。
That's a big commitment.
这是一个特别大的承诺。
In other words, He didn't come as a full mature man. Fully mature.
He didn't come.
He did not, no.
他这就说他不是按照一个完全成熟的肉体来的。
But instead he came in a completely natural way, in the sense that he came as a little baby.
所以他这个是这个意思，就他不是突然之间以一个完全长成的人形来的，而是呢先成为一个自然的方式，一个婴儿开始长大的。
It says the word became flesh. That is, he took on human form in a natural sense.
所以道成了肉身这句话是说呢，他成为人形是按照人的自然生产、自然生养的这个方式成为肉身的。
So he was born as a, he was conceived, born as a, as an infant. He was completely, he would be completely dependent upon his mother for everything, to feed him and so on. He would then grow up. He would experience growth. In other words, he experienced every experience that you or I could experience as humans.
就意味着她是怀孕了，然后生产，然后在婴儿的时候，然后慢慢长大，他会经历一切我们所经历的事情。他小时候也会软弱，需要父母的照顾。
And that's what makes Christianity so different from every other system in the world.
所以这个会让整个基督信仰呢，会和其他全球的其他的各种不同的体系有很大的区别。
Many have come and taught people principles. They teach us certain rules and religion, ways to live, and so on.
所以很多的其他的体系会来呢，教导人们关于原则，生活的方法，就是怎么样让自己生活变得更好的道理，那是这么样的比较抽象的这个道理的教导。
But Christianity is not about principles. It's not about religion. It's not about practices. It's about a person.
所以基督的信仰它不是关于一些原则，不是关于一些这个纯粹的这个教导，它是关于生命，关于人性的一个人的，它是从人，它是一个活的肉体的。
It's about a living person.
他是一个活着的人。
Not just the man who lived in Galilee and in Judea 2,000 years ago.
那不只是一个在2000年前在加利利和犹大地生活过的一个人。
Don't forget he's the one who rose again from the dead and is now has ascended to the right hand of the Father.
别忘了他从死里复活，然后他现在在坐在父神的右边。
And he's the one who said, I am with you until the end of the age.
他也说过我要跟你在同在直到世界的末了。
He's the living Christ.
他是一个活着的基督。
And he lives in every believer that trusts the Lord Jesus, who's born again, we actually receive him into our life. As many as receive, not the ideas about him, but receive him.
那每一个人呢，当他重生的时候，他就把他接到他的心里，那基督就住在他里面啊，是活着的那个基督就住在他。
It's not just we just receive the truth.
不只是说我们把一个真理接进来哈。
It's not just that we receive God's grace.
也不只是把神的恩典接进来。
Because those things are found in the person of the Lord Jesus.
因为所有这些都会在耶稣基督的肉身当中看得见。
As many as received him, to those he gave the authority to be called the children of God.
每一个接待他的人呢，他就给他的名做神的权柄。
So the word,
做神的儿女。
The word was made flesh.And it says he made his dwelling among us.
道成了肉身，他就住在我们中间。
His dwelling. Literally, he pitched his tent among us. He set up his tent among us.
他就把他的帐幕啊设在人的中间。
That's what it literally means.
对。
Strange, strange way of talking, is it not?
啊，对，我们讲起来是有些奇怪啊。
To pitch your tent or tabernacle, as it's called in one translation. But his
放把帐幕啊，或者会幕，或者换一个说法，放在我们中间。
What this verse, what it says there, he made his dwelling among us. He didn't just visit like.The angels pass, like as he came, but as an angel in times past.
所以他来并不是像在旧约的时候以天使的形态来啊，这个以前是这样。
He stayed the night, and he was still there in the morning.
啊，他是跟我们一样，他晚上在这睡，一早还在这。
He made his dwelling among us.
因为他住在这里。
Now, that's an important thing because the next line says, "We have seen his glory."
这个非常重要，因为后面讲到呢，我们要见到他的荣光。
And this isn't the first time that God made his dwelling among people.
因为这是第一次上帝住在人们中间。
But it's in a quite different circumstance.
这是一个完全不同的环境。
In the Old Testament, when the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt, as they were slaves in Egypt, and he brought them out to himself.
旧约里面的上帝是把以色列人从埃及地奴役的状态下带出来。
And there he said, I want you to build a tabernacle, a tent.
那个时候呢，他教导以色列人说，我要你们造一个会幕啊，一个帐幕帐篷。
And this tent was a place, that had a division right down in one part of the tent.
那这个会幕里面有一个部分在这个会幕里面。
And it was in this one division, one part, that was separated from the other part of the tent, where the priest would come in every day. But this part was where only God dwelt in this one compartment.
所以在这个会幕里面呢，有一个部分，一个区域呢，被单独隔开来。那其他的区域呢？祭司呢？每一天都能进去，做很多的活动献祭。唯独这块区域呢，上帝区别开来，他要住在这个里面。
And so, there, if we read there in Exodus chapter 40,
如果我们看一下出埃及记的四十章，旧约的出埃及记。四十章，对，一百六十一页，旧约的一百六十一。
Now the tabernacle or the tent in the wilderness was a very elaborate system. We don't have time to go into it all today.
那会幕呢？整个的体系是非常非常复杂的。我们今天不可能有时间把它讲完。
But there was various, pieces of furniture in that tabernacle that, represented for us different aspects of the work and person of our Lord Jesus.
但是会幕里面的不同的部分和摆设呢，有不同的属灵的含义，代表我们和耶稣基督不同的关系。
We can't speak about these particularly.
那我们今天不能特别的一个一个去过这些事情。
But after Moses had set up the tabernacle and he had instituted the priesthood and they had given all the sacrifices that were prescribed.
那当摩西把这个造好以后呢，他就建立了祭司的制度，然后把这些的都传了下去，这个仪式。
And you can read that in the previous chapter. It says that in that same chapter, chapter 40, that after he had completed all the work concerning the tabernacle, that the, we read there verses 34 and 35, if you please.
Chapter 40.
Yeah.
Okay.那三十四节到三十五节吧，就四十章最后几节。当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
The glory of the Lord, in the scriptures speaks of his very presence.
那神的荣光和神的荣耀呢？就表达了在圣经里就表明他的同在，他就在那里。
Now, when we read the glory of something, the glory of the Lord or the glory of anything, what does that mean to you?
如果你在说荣光、荣耀，你在说什么意思呢？
Do you use the word at all?
你们会用这个词吗？平常？
The Chinese word, do you use that at all? No?
荣耀，我们平常会用这个词吗？荣光。
Not too much.
Not too much.
Not too much. What would you use it for?
It's for.
我们常常用在什么地方用这个词？荣誉不是荣誉。
Honor.
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 Yeah.
Honor. Very, very high honor.
Yeah,
非常高的荣誉，非常高的荣誉。对。
The scripture uses it once in a while. The glory of a young man is his strength. We might say.
比方说，我们有的时候说，一个年轻人，他的荣耀就是他的力量。他比较强的力量就是他得荣誉的地方。
We read about. That long hair is given to the women for a glory.
那比如说呢，女人，那她的长发是她的荣光。
Normally, women have more beautiful hair than men.
那一般来说呢，那女人的头发会比男人的更漂亮一些。
If the men have any hair at all.
有的时候男人可能连头发都没有。
And usually it gets pretty thin.Later on.
那对我们会是会越来越少。
But it's a, her long hair is given to for her for her glory.
对，就是长发是给女人的荣耀。
Usually when we think of glory, we think of the highest kind of honor that can be given to something.
所以我们讲到荣耀的时候呢，是我们想到一个最高的荣誉，能够给出去的一个最高的荣誉。
When an Olympic athlete wins the gold medal,
一个奥林匹克的选手他赢了金牌。
He's given the he glories in his victory and in the award that he wins.
那他就在他的得到的这个金牌。这个胜利上呢，他得到了那个 glory， 就得到那个荣耀了。
And they stand on the podium and receive their gold medal.
然后他站在那个领奖台上。
Everybody applauds.
每个人都是去鼓掌。
They're giving that athlete glory for his accomplishments.
然后他们大家都给这一个运动员的荣耀，因为他的成就啊，给他这个荣耀。
Well, think of the one who created the whole universe.
那我们想一想，那一个创造宇宙万物的那一位造物主。
And then, who has done such a work in sending his own son?
然后他做了如此美妙的事情，把他的儿子赐下来。
The highest in honor was there among us, dwelling among us.
那这样最高的荣光呢，他住在我们中间。
And there in the tent of meeting, when they got, it was a man-made tent. And yet the glory of God came into that tabernacle, that tent.
那你会看见这是人手造的一个会幕，一个帐篷，但是神的荣光却进到了这个帐篷里，这个帐篷住在人的当中。
All of God's glory and honor was represented there in that man-made tent.
那所有神的荣耀，所有神的荣誉都住在这个人手造的帐篷里，跟人在一起。
It's a, that, even that's a picture of God's condescension, his humility in coming into the world.
那这个也同样代表了神自我的谦卑，那他愿意来到人的当中。
And how much more the Son of God to come into human form, that is, into the form of sinful flesh, yet without sin.
那这样的话呢，这个人的圣子哈，那个耶稣他成为人的形象，身在人的当中，这样要的这个谦卑又是何等的大呢？
That was great humility.
这是个非常大的谦卑。
But he came. God's honor was placed in that person of the Lord Jesus.
但是神的荣耀就借着耶稣基督，在他里面住在我们当中。
There's much more that can be said about glories and what kind of glory these are. This is we're looking at.
有很多的荣耀我们可以看哈，但是这个是一种什么样的？我们在今天在看的什么荣耀
？What kind of glory did the disciples see？
那什么样的荣耀是当时的门徒看见的
？What kind of glory did the world see？
那这个世界看见的又是什么样的荣耀呢
？In the tent in Exodus we read that Moses and the priests they couldn't even come in the tent. They had to be driven back by the glory of God.
啊，在那个出埃及记里面，我们看见当神的荣光显现的时候，甚至摩西和其他祭司们都不能进到这个会幕里去。
But this glory that was hidden in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但这样的荣光啊，让摩西他们都不能接近的那个荣光，
that is,
藏在了耶稣里面。
That is his personal glory, his inherent glory that he had with the Father before the world began. That was hidden.
对，这是他的荣光啊，是在世界有之前，他从父那儿而来的那些荣光是藏在耶稣基督里。
Only when he went on to the Mount of Transfiguration, you remember, and he was transformed before his disciples.
只有在一次，就是你们都记得，他上了一座高山，那座山叫变相山，他和几个门徒在那里。
Only in that brief moment did he manifest his glory to his disciples.
只有在那个非常短的一个时间里，他这个荣光显现出来。
But what was this glory that John is talking about here? We've seen his glory.
然后呢，这个十五节说，那个十四节说，那个约翰说，我见过他的荣光。
He says it's a glory that's full of grace and truth.
因为这个荣光呢是充充满满的，有恩典，有真理。
He had seen something more.
他也看见了更多的。
Those are what we call moral glories.
这就是我们说的道德的荣光。
In other words, the type of personality that he was, his morality, his interaction with other people, the things that he did, and the things that he said, and how he continually showed out God's love in every detail of his life, from the time he would wake in the morning until the time he'd go to sleep at night. People could look at this life that was completely dedicated to glorifying God and to helping mankind.
这个会比恩典真理更多的是，就是他完完全全以一个人的形象，他早起到晚睡，他所有的时间，他的表达都是把整个神的形象完完全全在肉身当中表达出来，所以这是一个而且是完全让我们看见他是怎么样把自己交给天父，顺服天父的，这是一个活出来的 神的形象。
He never had a selfish thought.
他从来没有一个自私的想法。
There was never an action that didn't have the purpose of benefiting others.
然后他没有任何的行为是做出来的时候，他不是有一个目的是要帮助别人，让别人受益的，这样的事情从来没有过。
In every situation, he was the master of every situation and always directed people to the truth.
在每一个情形里，他都是那个主人。然后他在这个情形里呢，那个境况里，他都是带着人，引着人到真理那边去的。
And whenever there was a need of any kind, he moved in to meet that human need.
任何时候有一个需要，他总是去在人的需要里面他去帮助。
Whether it was a leper, or it was a blind man, or it was a widow whose only son had died.He always moved in as a perfect son of God and operated. There we could see his glories, his moral glories in operation.
所以不管是一个大麻风，一个眼瞎的人，一个孩子死了，他是一个寡妇独生子死了，但这种情形他总是上去显明神的荣耀那从道德上爱里面的荣耀。
And that was...Unique in all the universe.
这是在整个宇宙里独有的。
He says here it was the glory of the one and only.
所以他说是神父神独生子的荣光。
Who came from the Father.
是从父来的。
And absolutely full of grace and truth.
那充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Grace displaying the love of God.
那恩典表达的是神的爱。
And then, truth displaying the very light of God.
那真理呢，表达的是神的光。
And everything was in a perfect balance, wasn't it?
每一个事情都在一个非常完美的平衡里，对不对？
He's full of grace and truth.
那充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
We'll pick this up next week. I see our time is gone now.And,
下周再继续从这个点。
I want to talk a little more about this, this verse, the glory of the word that became flesh next week.
那我们下周会再讲一点点这节经文更多的内容。好，我们一起来做一个祷告。在天上的父，我们感谢您赐给我们这样的真理，让我们看见您道成肉身来到我们中间，住在我们中间，让我们能看见您荣美的形象。父啊，谢谢您赐给我们基督让我们能够靠着得救，也谢谢您赐给我们基督让我们在永恒里有盼望，在永恒里有儿子的名分。父啊，谢谢您，也求您洁净我们一会儿的饮食，也求您祝福我们的饮食，也祝福我们下午一起学习您话语的时间。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。